Over recent years, East Anglia has cultivated a rich crop of musical talent, from Serious Drinking, The Farmer's Boys, Kathy Dennis and Beth Orton, to The Darkness and Ed Sheeran. But back in the 60s, homegrown musical talent also blossomed, and there are sure to be many of you who remember with affection local groups such as The Kiss, The Boys from Beccles, not those pipsqueaks from The Big Apple, Eyes of Blonde, Crow, better known as the Buster James Band, and the Boz People, the latter featuring King's Lynn student Boz Burrell, who later found success with King Crimson and Bad Company in the 70s. Fame's Penny Postal Horn also briefly sounded for that man of letters, the singing postman, Alan Smethurst, who delivered first-class songs wrapped in a genuine Norfolk dialect. He set fire to the charts with Have You Got a Light Boy? Before severe bouts of stage fright led to excessive drinking, which hastened his tragic demise. It would be amiss and inviting trouble not to mention two other acts that were extremely popular in our region during the 60s. Although both were foreigners, they were adopted by legions of locals who regarded them as very much their own. The first was Gino Washington, an American serviceman who was stationed at RAF Bentwaters in Suffolk. Invited to front a six-piece soul outfit called the Ram Jam Band, Washington proved a highly competent lead vocalist whose good looks and personable stage presence soon drew a dedicated following. Signing to Pye Records in 1966, the group scored a top 10 hit album with Hand Clapping, Foot Stomping, Funky But Live. And while several other hit live albums in a similar vein followed, the group never received national recognition. It's hard to think now that they shared equal billing with the likes of The Move, Cream, Pink Floyd and the Jimi Hendrix Experience at the Spalding Barbecue 67 Festival, regarded as the world's first ever rock festival, with price at £1. And that was the beginning of that summer of love where Gino and co stole the show and won the hearts of many of the festival goers. Crowd pleasers they would always be, but in the long run it was perhaps their failure to establish an identity of their own that ultimately scuppered their chances of lasting success, and so the group disbanded in 1969. Gino later pursued a solo career, which earned him many admirers, including Ronnie Wood, Ian Brown of the Stone Roses, Kevin Rowland and nightclub impresario Peter Stringfellow. Rowland later penned the tribute song Gino for his famously unfamous hero and took it to the number one slot in 1980 with Dexy's Midnight Runners, earning a silver disc in the process and giving the soul man a taste of the fame he had always been personally denied. The other outsider act was the Raymond Froggatt Band, who almost took up permanent residency at the Cromer Links Pavilion during the late 60s and early 70s. Singer-songwriter Froggy Froggatt hailed from Birmingham, where he grew up with Ozzy Osbourne and Tony Iommi, who lived just round the corner, and who remain friends to this day. Long before the unholy birth of Black Sabbath, Froggatt started his musical career at the beginning of the 60s with his group The Buccaneers, who later briefly became The Monopoly before adopting his own moniker. The band signed to the Polydor label, and though they released a steady stream of singles and albums, never once achieved any commercial success to speak of. It is an odd fact, as Froggatt would be the first to admit, that he has remained a successful failure for decades, and yet many famous names have chosen to cover his material, including the likes of Gladys Knight, Isaac Hayes, The Byrds, George Hamilton IV and Elton John, while the Dave Clark Five enjoyed a top 10 hit with his song Red Balloon in 1968, as did Cliff Richard the following year with Big Ship. Raymond Froggatt is still touring with his long-term guitarist Hartley Kane, with the band now concentrating mostly on country and western material, and they've picked up a strong following in America, especially around Nashville. Though the Cromer Links Pavilion was reduced to rubble long ago, Raymond Froggatt continues to make a living out of his music, thanks in no small part to those fans who used to pack out that much-missed Norfolk venue and cheer him on.